Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Probiotics. It's a very confusing world. There are a million of them on the market. You know, the yogurts are like beefed up now and they say live bacteria. Is it the good bacteria? Are you getting enough? Should you be taking a supplement? It's really confusing. My guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's registered dietitian and an expert consultant in disease prevention. So, Dr. Stoller, welcome to the show, and let's talk about probiotics. It's a huge industry now.
Yes, it is.
And what do we do? Do we get enough of it from a good organic, you know, brown cow yogurt, Horizon, one of those guys? Do we take a supplement? Can we chew them? How long do they last? I got a lot of questions for you, so start going.
Okay, all right. So let's talk about why people take probiotics, okay? The reason why a lot of people take them, or let's start about why we should eat them first, okay? The reason why they are good for us is they help to restore, or they help to maintain our body's first line of defense, which is along the lining of our small intestine, our large intestine. So we have these, you know, these germs, right? They're good for you germs, right? Good for you bacteria. And so what happens is probiotics help to encourage that they stay in our stomach, right? Or not in our stomach proper, in our GI tract. So they help us to break down foods into processed foods, and they help to maintain sort of that really nice cozy balance of what's going on so that, you know, you shouldn't be having diarrhea or you shouldn't be constipated. And they help to process fiber, for example, and they just help us to keep our colon healthy, right, and keep our gut healthy. So sometimes people may have heard their doctor say when they're on certain antibiotics, the doctor may say, hey, listen, you might want to eat a little bit more yogurt while you're taking that antibiotic, or you might want to consider taking a probiotic supplement, of which there are so many varieties. There are pills. There are powders. You can get them. One of my favorites is there's this company called Attune, A-T-T-U-N-E. They're like little chocolate bars. And they're like little chocolate/yogurt bars that you can buy. And I know they sell them at Whole Foods, and they have all yummy flavors. And that's another way that you can get probiotics into your system. But what happens is sometimes when you take a medication, it destroys all the bacteria in your intestinal system. So in order to bring it back and to help to restore that, that's why taking, probiotics is beneficial.
So we want to really make sure to keep that good flora. We've got, as you said, the good bacteria. You know, always there's some maybe bad bacteria, but the good bacteria helps our immune system. It helps digestion. It helps keep things running smoothly. So
right.
Medications, antibiotics in our food, sanitization of our society, everything has
right.
its own way of leaching in and kind of getting rid of all of those things. What do you
right.
think
like,
of the products on the market that are chewable and tabs and dump in water and just all these other ones?
Well, I think, you know, what we have to recognize is that a lot of these products are over the counter. And, they're not regulated by the FDA, right? They all fall under the DSHEA Supplement Act, right? The Dietary Supplement Health Education Act of 1994. So they're not completely regulated. The reason why I'm saying that is it's buyer beware, okay? So nobody is saying that any one probiotic is going to cure anything, right? They may help with relief of symptoms, and I'm sure that they all make different sort of claims on their packaging. But at the end of the day, there's no food label police saying that the claims that those companies are making are actually true, and or whether or not those particular strain of bacteria that they're using in there are necessarily better than any others. So I just like people to be aware of that. The more expensive doesn't necessarily mean the better, whether or not it has to be refrigerated or whether or not it's shelf-stable. I think that across the board, there are a lot of different brands. My suggestion is that people do their homework online and try to go to look for credible sources or go to the websites for certain brands. You know, if you make an impulse buy in the store, you don't always know what you're getting. It may just be what happens to be on the shelf. You can always ask a pharmacist if there's one or two brands that they recommend when you're in the store. And, you know, really it's about seeing for yourself whether or not you find them to be effective. I just have to say one thing that's kind of funny, because a lot of times people use, women will use probiotics because they, when they take antibiotics, they get yeast infections. So I just want to caution women that when you talk about the benefits of probiotics in, let's say, yogurt, it's about taking it by mouth and not putting it in any other body orifice as a means of preventing infection.
That is interesting and funny and true. Now, how much yogurt would we have to eat?
I have heard funny stories about things people try to do with yogurt, and it really, maybe other than putting it on your face for a mask, I think otherwise it goes in your mouth.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about those things, but if we were going to put it in our mouth, how much would we have to eat, technically? If we were going to eat yogurt in a line or the ones that are advertised out there, you know, how much would we technically have to eat to be getting enough of that good bacteria?
Well, you know, I think because there's so much variability within each of the foods that you even just, you know, mentioned, I think foods and or supplements, I think it is challenging to have a specific amount. There's no RDA for, or even, or there's no reference value for how much probiotics that we need to have. So I don't know if the, I don't know if there is a specific number that we should be having.
Okay, so if you were going to take a supplement, how much would you take?
So I think I would, you know, I prefer to eat it. I try to eat yogurt every day. But as far as supplements, you know, it's hard to say because I don't know, brand to brand, I don't know how many billions of cells they have in their products. I don't know what type of, you know, units. I don't know if there's a standardization of units among supplements to be able to say to people that they should be taking. I think the more familiar ones that people know are Lactobacillus acidophilus, right? That's what we tend to see in yogurts. You know, in acidophilus, a lot of people take that separately in as single units. They do take that as powder. I've seen it as powder and as pills. But in terms of mixed dosage, I'm not quite sure what the recommendation would be.
Well, and I try and eat yogurt, and I feed my kids these smoothies. And occasionally, if I felt like they, you know, weren't getting enough, or I felt like, you know, because I've heard eczema and link with good probiotics and can help and all of these other things, you know. So as a mom, we try some of those chewables, and I tried, you know, just various forms of some of these supplements, and I still come back to just making sure they get a good smoothie, some really good organic yogurt every day.
Right, absolutely. I mean, I do think that that's the best way to do it, is to eat it, to chew it. And that way it's going in with food, if you think about it, just to take a supplement filled with probiotics, and then it just expands in your stomach, and there's no other food possibly that for it to actually work off of, right, and to be there. I, you know, again, I always defer to food first and then supplementation next.
Absolutely. 30 seconds. Wrap it up for us. Probiotics, good for us? Yes.
I think probiotics definitely good for us. I think the question is how much, and just like everything else, I'm sure that there's probably some inappropriate level. You know, we live in a country where a little bit of something's good, a lot must be better, but I would definitely defer to consuming it in yogurts or kefirs or other, you know, foods that contain it naturally. And then in terms of taking a supplement, I would take a supplement as needed and, you know, following the directions on the package. And you know, and that doesn't replace your food. We still need to eat good food to keep us healthy.
Best advice ever. The whole foods. Eat good foods to keep you healthy. Eat a little bit of everything. Moderation, certainly the key. And probiotics, make sure you're getting them in your good, healthy foods, good yogurts. Feed them to your kids every day. It's a great way to live. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body. Motivate and perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. Stay well.